A volunteer.
Talk about a volunteer, Bob. Let's see. Have you ever had any experience with wheat and
not
in your,
wheat.
Gosh, let me ask you about this anyway, just see if you know it. When after the wheat's been cut, you say you tie it up into a
sheath.
And when you have several of those, they're all put together, you call that a,
I don't know.
Maybe a bundle or a, have you ever heard, I know you mentioned shock the last time. Could you use that in that sense?
You can do it with
shock.
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
You can shock corn.
Mm-hmm. And that means specifically?
That means you take your corn stalks, and you stand them up in a bundle and tie them together.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about corn. Do you have any idea at all, say just a rough estimate, of how much corn to an acre would be a good yield?
100 bushels plus is a good yield. 120, 125 is excellent. Below 100, you've got problems.
Yeah. What about, talking about corn, grain, that sort of thing, this grain that horses particularly like to eat, can you?
Oats.
What do you say that you do to oats to separate the grain, you know, from the rest of it?
What do you mean, like, to separate the grain, the oats from what? From the corn?
Yeah. No, from the,
no.
Well, just in general, the process of separating, you know.
Threshing?
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
By what, by threshing?
Yeah.
It'd be harvesting.
Just harvesting?
Yeah, but most people at home, when they plant oats, they plant it for a green crop, for grazing,
mm-hmm.
for winter. That they plant oats not so much to grow to a grain and harvest,
mm-hmm.
but for something green for their livestock to graze.
Mm-hmm. I see. I want to ask you about some expressions mostly having to do with pronouns. For example, if we had to do a job together, you'd say that not just one of us has to do it, but
both of us.
Mm-hmm. Or say that if you and another fella are coming to see me, how could you indicate that without using his name? You just say that man are coming.
He and I are coming to see.
Or how could you identify yourself again without using your name? If you knocked on the door of my house and you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice. Say, oh, I'll open the door, it's just
me.
Mm-hmm. Or say if another fellow came to the door, did the same thing, and you were inside with me and you knew that I, you know, would recognize the sound of his voice. Without using his name, you say, oh, open the door, it's just
him.
Mm-hmm. And if it were female, you'd say it's just
her.
Mm-hmm. And as a group of people together, it's
them.
Say, comparing how tall you are, you might say something like, well, he's not as tall
as I am.
Mm-hmm. Or again, doing that, you might say, on the other hand, I'm not as tall
as he.
Mm-hmm. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if Dr. Pedersen has been running for 50 miles, and that's about it, he'd stop after that, you would say 50 miles is...
Is all.
Hmm?
Is all he can
do. Is all. Or possessives, if something belongs to me, I say that's...
Mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, we say that's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him, it's...
His.
And to her, it's...
Hers.
Say if a group of people have been over to visit you,